from the Quest magazine by the Philosophical Society for May, June this year. There's an interesting article in here about Jean de Villiers. It's a man, written by Linda Harris. That's a girl. And it tells about this Jean de Villiers, and it says that the esoteric, the occult, and the spiritual became subject of absorbing interest during the last decade of the 19th century, as many in the West reacted to the materialism and hypocrisy of their age. The enthusiasm for such ideas reached its peak during the 1890s, the decade when the Belgian painter and writer Jean de Ville, 1867-1953, was at the height of his powers. De Ville was born in Belgium, in the town of Louvain, and moved to Brussels at the age of six. As an adult, he lived mainly in Brussels, suburb of Forest, though he spent many of his years in Paris, Rome, Glasgow, and London. His artistic ability was exceptional from an early age. He began his training at the Brussels Academy of Fine Arts when he was 12, continuing there until 1899, and winning a number of top prizes. He began exhibiting professionally at the age of 20 and later taught at the Academies of Fine Art in Glasgow and Brussels. In addition to painting, de Ville also expressed his ideas in numerous texts. The painting I want to bring to your attention is a fascinating painting. It shows his version of Plato. And Plato is sitting here looking very much like Jesus, as we have been told to think of him, with a robe like Jesus. And all of his 12 students are young men in their early 20s, under 20 and early 20s, all stark naked and all looking rather effeminate. Now, I'll show you the picture later. And here, the writer, Linda Harris, writes about the school of Plato, which I think was quite significant and interesting for us to think about. In 1895, de Ville won the Belgian Prix de Rome when he went with his family to Italy. While there, he painted the school of Plato, another work in which the theme of spiritual evolution plays a part. This painting, which is now in the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, was greeted with great enthusiasm when it went on display in Brussels in 1898. Its colors are predominantly cool, emphasizing the blues, greens, and tans, which with touches of purple. Plato, whose philosophy de Ville greatly admired, sits in the center of a beautiful bit of artificial classic landscape, disseminating wisdom to a group of 12 male pupils. He is bearded and Christ-like, an association that is not coincidental. According to both Schur and H.P. Blavatsky, the leading authority on theosophy, Plato had been initiated into theosophy, but instead of speaking openly, he disguised esoteric truths by putting them into rational intellectual form suitable for public teaching. These teachings were later passed on to the fathers of the church. In de Ville's painting, Plato is draped, but all of his students are nude. Looking at them, viewers tend to be struck by their oddly effeminate appearance. De Ville's aim was to represent the disciples as androgynous. According to Plato and later esoteric systems such as theosophy, primordial humans had once been hermaphrodites. They had both sexes within them. Their separation into two sexes occurred as they fell deeper into matter. In de Ville's day, Pelandon and other fashionable Parisian athletes, aesthetes, believed that the more spiritual human types were, already beginning to return to their androgynous state. The effeminacy of Plato's disciples is thus a sign of their purity and their evolution away from materialism and towards the divinity that dwells within each one of them. And it goes on with more about that. Now, as the author points out there, as people are walking their spiritual path, there is less and less of a drive for sexual experiences. That doesn't mean they don't have any, but there's less and less of a drive for it because they feel complete within themselves. And feeling complete within themselves, they don't seek it outwardly. Of course, as the painting describes in there, they're close to each other and they appreciate each other and they perhaps embrace each other and things like that, but there's no interest or need for anything anything that was of sexual nature. Now, he also points out in here that the androgynous nature of the divine human is one that is totally universal. And it doesn't have to be macho, it doesn't have to be great, it doesn't have to be powerful, it just is. And that, of course, is a very wonderful thing. But Plato, if you will read Plato's works, you will find that much of them is guiding man toward a spiritual direction to leave behind all physical things and all matter and stuff like that, looking toward being the holistic being, the total being of themselves. And of course, some people take to that quite readily and others take to it very slowly. The majority of humanity takes to it very slowly because that's not their programmed nature. Now, parents can train their children into this nature, but if the child is not predisposed to it, if he has not already prepared himself to be ready for it, it just is water off a duck's back. Because you can tell a child, be gentle, be loving, be kind, be courteous, be sensitive, be understanding, you know, all these nice things. And these are the things of a great human being. But with many people, it's very difficult. It's very difficult because they want to get in there and knock the daylights out of people. They want to go and change their scenery on their face because they just feel like it. They don't need a reason for a fight. They just like a fight. They're mercenary type people who sell themselves to any country that's having a war. You pay me and I'll go to war for you. You know, I'll go and be good. And that's very nice. So these are very interesting things. That's close. But these are very interesting things. And they're things that we should be aware and alert to. And instead of looking at feminine people, both females and males, we should start thinking perhaps they're more sensitive to their spiritual path than we could ever give them credit. It's something to think about. And as you have passed the picture around, you've had a chance to see how they describe it. And it's quite interesting. I thought you'd appreciate having that little awareness from there, because it was quite nicely done. So, when we realize that there are many painters who painted pictures of that nature, who painted the spiritual man as a very gentle, sensitive, caring man, now you know why. This comes out of the old school of Plato itself, and it's quite interesting, quite charming to think about. Now, does this mean that a person who's rough and tumble, or a person who's got a lot of male hormones in them, is not going to be very good on the spiritual path? No, not at all. It merely means that this is one of the indications of a person who is quite a long way, very nicely. They may be off base too, and they may be on base, but you can always tell by how they act, how they think, what they say, and what they do. Very fascinating. So I think you'll enjoy, if you do ever take up Plato and read any of his works, you'll find it very fascinating. And so, have at it. I love you.